it's more than just the male or female. And another part of this same conversation, again, Disney creatives and Disney executives having a conversation essentially about their LGBT efforts. We're going to play clip 5. And here they talk about adding queerness to all of Disney's content.
Maybe it was that way in the past, but I guess like something must have happened in the last, like they're turning it around, they're going hard. And then all that like momentum that I felt, like that sense of, I don't have to be afraid to like, let's have these two characters kiss. Let's in the background, this, like I was just wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to like, the, if you see anything queer in the show, I'm proud of them. But like, I just was like, no one would stop me and no one was trying to stop me.
David, what's your reaction to that?
I think there's a lot of people that owe the Southern Baptists an apology. In the 1990s, Joseph, you might remember that the Southern Baptist Convention put out a statement condemning Disney for their gay days. And there's a lot of people, even Christians, who kind of mocked the Southern Baptists for being prudish, for being outdated. And look what's happening. Disney is being unmasked. Fascinating, those comments where she said, no one was trying to stop me. I'm going to sprinkle queerness wherever I can. Again, this shows, Joseph, an intentionality. This shows that Disney creative people, producers, directors, animators, they are absolutely committed to a worldview that is completely accommodated to the demands and desires of the very far left, the LGBT activist. And I think, again, this, I'm glad these videos have come to, we see these videos because it's showing that this has been going along. For these people to be in these positions of influence, some of them have been at the company for a long time, it shows us that this is something that's been subtle, it's been gradual, but it has now infiltrated the entire Disney Corporation. And it's sad, Joseph. The family-friendly, family-trusted brand is no longer family-friendly or family-trusted.
And when you see those clips, whether it excites you or horrifies you, really just depends on your perspective. Because there are people who would look at that and say, yay, good for her. That's exactly what she should be doing, because they agree with the moral objective of the agenda.